And the second part of this is the Russians should have known about this, and what was their complicity?
Well, of course the Russians were complicit. And one of the things that's most disturbing, of course, about this attack is that you have Russians on the same airbase, it seems, where these weapons were being stored. So but the question about Russian mendacity is not even interesting. The Russians lie. I don't think any of us would raise an eyebrow about that. What disturbs me is why the Obama administration offered a story about this deal, which simply wasn't simply true, but which they should have known or did know was not true.
Well, first, let me just say this. I very much admire a lot of what Brett's written recently in defense of the truth, but here I think he's barking up the wrong tree. Let's rewind the tape for just a second. We faced this horrific situation in 2013 with this chemical weapons attack in Syria. We prepared to use force. We then went to Congress to see if we could get authority to do it. That got bogged down in a debate. Then the Russians came in and decided to broker a deal by which the Syrians declared all the chemical weapons that they had, which they'd never done before, agreed to give them up and destroy them in a verifiable way. They declared 1,300 tons of chemicals and various infrastructure that went along with it. A year later, the group charged with monitoring the destruction of those chemicals, the OPCW, the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, said that they had, in fact, destroyed their declared weapons. And here's where the discrepancy is. We knew all along, and we said publicly, repeatedly, that we were concerned that there were gaps between what they had declared and what they actually had. And we went repeatedly to the OPCW, to the United Nations, to the Russians, to try to press the Syrians on those gaps to make sure that we had, in fact, gotten everything we could. But if you go back and look at virtually all the statements, we were referring to the declared capability that they had, and we repeatedly raised concerns about the gaps.